We're here for the big Family Ag Expo today. It's really been a fun day. Jamie Guffey with the Poultry Federation. I tell you, Jamie, these young ladies are doing a great job cooking today.
They've done an excellent job, but very little training. I've noticed that. We gave them about 10 minutes of how to do it, what we expect, and turned them loose. And I've actually walked out of here not looking over the shoulder. So that's good. Really good group of FFA students here at Todd County. Proud of them.
You guys are doing things like this all across the state, though.
That's correct. We actually go to classrooms, mainly FCS, but we do FFA classrooms as well. It's a completely free lab. We do omelet cooking mostly. For the advanced classes, we'll do some crepes. And then for the younger elementary school kids, we'll do eggs with legs, which is a deviled egg. It's basically everything we need in a bag.
And, you know, of course, obviously, the egg and poultry industry in Kentucky is huge. And then talk about Cal-Maine Foods, kind of, and Commissioner Schell noted this when he was here for the Ag Breakfast a couple weeks ago. They kind of fly under the radar, but a great company, and they produce a lot of eggs in Todd County.
Yes, Todd County and Muhlenberg County, we have two locations in the state. We're lucky to have them. They donated eggs this morning for the breakfast, so we didn't have to go through our process. We're glad to have them as partners and members. And like I said, they produce more eggs in the state than anybody else.
Poultry is huge in Kentucky, though.
Because poultry is the number one farm commodity, according to UK, when they do all their agricultural economic research. And it's one of those things that's leading the way. And the thing that I've learned in the last 20 years of working with the poultry is, as the poultry community grows, so does everybody else. We buy more corn. We buy more soybean. We employ more people. You know, the equipment sales, everything is brought up. When we grow, everybody else grows. We even pay a premium for corn and soybeans. You know, usually people get 25, 35 cents over what the going rate is at the market on their corn contracts with poultry companies.
And that's so important because you're supporting agriculture and farming, but also poultry provides a lot of jobs, a processing facility, a lot of jobs associated with that.
Yes, some of the our large processors are usually located in very rural areas, and if you look at that county, they are the largest employer in that county. And that's one of the good things about being there, because you're bringing income and economic to that county, but you're also pulling all the labor from that county. So usually we hire from four or five surrounding counties as well, but we are usually the largest employer of any place we have a processing plant.
Poultry, sometimes unrecognized, but poultry is the largest ag commodity in Kentucky.
Yes, we're about 23% of the entire farm commodity, and it's been that way for about 5 years. I think we took over first spot 6 or 7 years ago, and we've only lost it once to corn, but we got that title back, you know, a couple years ago.
We like to be a first here on the radio, and I think we got a new cooking show. You hear about that?
I think we've got one of our trained chefs ready to start her own cooking show.
Start at home. I think she charges everybody at home to fix breakfast every morning. You could make some little money, Molly.
Oh, yeah, I definitely could. I could put my mom out of business.
What are we thinking? Cooking with Molly, or what do we want to call this new show?
I'm not sure yet. I think we should do cooking with the FFA members so we can get everybody in on this, so it's not just me.
I think it's great. Did you fix my omelet earlier? You were the available person to do that, and I tell you, mine was fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's been a great morning learning how to make an omelet, so that's great.
Mine crazy? Not too bad.
No, yours wasn't that bad at all. It was actually pretty easy. I learned how to flip it by the time I got to yours.
I did put red onions in there, so if I'm doing interviews, I kind of have to stay away from people, Jamie.
Oh, all the toppings are great. Anything you add to that egg makes it better. That's what we like.
Fantastic. Mine had salsa, red onions, and then some pepperonis. I like that combination. I like a little meat in there, but it's also a great source of protein here, too.
Oh, yes, it definitely is.
Is this one of your highlights of the year as president?
Yes, it is. This is such an exciting opportunity for us. We get to really talk with the people that have come out today while we're cooking their food. And so it's kind of awkward because you're sitting there making their food, but you kind of break the ice real quick.
Yeah, well, and yeah, you're hoping you remember when to turn while you're talking, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to speech contest tomorrow. What are you speaking about?
Tomorrow I'm doing a greenhouse speech. It's about propagation.
But you have your own greenhouse at home, too.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, good luck tomorrow. I hope you do well. And good luck as you guys finish this day out today.
Thank you so much.
We're here at the Todd County Extension Office. Great day for us. Fantastic fun here as they're... And omelets are still available. You guys are going to cook omelets, I guess, Jamie, until they get run out of eggs or tell people...
Until they send us home or run out one.
Things are set to go until about 10:30 this morning, a little bit later. So until they run out of eggs, come on in. The ladies out here can tell you how to come in, how to order your omelets and get your toppings ready. And then the young ladies in here will fix them for you as well. We're at the Todd King Extension Office for the first ever Todd King Family Farm Ag Expo Day. We're on Todd 1070, 92.1 FM.